Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty interesting: credit scores.
Ooh, fun.
Right. And specifically, how they connect to, well, living the good life.
Okay. I like where this is going.
So to guide us, we've got Chapter 1 of Credit Repair, 20 Hacks and 6 New Habits That Can Transform Your Credit Profile.
Catchy title.
It is. Yeah. And it's by AC Wealth, who really knows her stuff. She's worked in credit repair forever and even founded Sevenfold Credit Solutions.
Wow. She sounds like the real deal.
Absolutely. But the big question we're going to tackle today is good credit just about loans? Or does it actually impact our lifestyle in, like, surprising ways?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we often think about credit scores as just a number.
Yeah, just a hurdle to get over.
Exactly, when we need a loan or something.
Yeah.
But AC Wealth has this way broader view.
Ooh, tell me more.
She sees good credit as, like, this key. Not just to being financially stable, but to opening up opportunities.
To actually live a better life.
A richer life. A more fulfilling life. Even...
Okay, I'm intrigued. And she starts with those practical advantages of good credit, right?
Right. Like, think about loans.
Getting better terms.
Yep. Lower interest rates.
And maybe even saving on insurance.
That's another one. But I'm curious, how much of a difference do you think those perks actually make in, like, real life?
That's a good question. It's easy to think, oh, it's just a few bucks, but is it really?
Not necessarily. This stuff adds up big time. Imagine buying a house, say a $300,000 mortgage.
Okay, follow me.
Now, even a tiny difference in the interest rate, just 0.5% lower because you've got good credit.
That could save thousands.
Thousands. Over the years, you're paying that mortgage.
Right.
Suddenly, you've got extra money for travel, investing, even early retirement.
Okay, that's a concrete example. I like that. It's not just pocket change. We're talking real possibilities.
Exactly. And don't forget, it goes way beyond loans. AC Wealth points out, good credit smooths out everyday life.
In what way?
Landlords are more likely to say yes to your application.
Oh, that's a good point.
Utility companies might not need that security deposit.
Makes sense.
It's like less hassle for all those essential services we need.
So it's not just those big financial decisions. It's the little everyday stuff, too.
Exactly. Now, here's where things get kind of interesting. AC Wealth connects good credit to, wait for it, a more luxurious lifestyle.
Oh, now we're talking. But isn't that, I don't know, kind of focused on material stuff?
Okay, that's a fair point. But the good life is different for everyone, right?
Sure.
For some folks, yeah, it might be fancy things. But for others, it's the security to follow their passions.
Spending time with family.
Giving back to the community. It's all about what matters to you.
I see. So it's not about the stuff itself, but the freedom to choose your good life.
Exactly. Good credit just opens the doors. You get to decide where you want to walk through.
So it's like options, not a set path.
Exactly. And now, here comes the curveball. AC Wealth dives into something unexpected. Religious perspectives on debt.
Whoa, really? That's in a credit repair book.
Yep. And it's fascinating. For example, Christianity emphasizes stewardship.
Avoiding too much debt.
Honesty in all your money dealings. Islam, it actually prohibits charging interest. So debt is only okay in really dire situations.
And you got to have a responsible plan to repay it.
Big time. So even though different faiths have their own views, there's this common thread.
Yeah.
Responsibility, ethics with money.
It's not just the act of borrowing itself. It's like connecting it to your deeper values.
Exactly. AC Wealth links these religious perspectives to, well, making your money habits match what you believe in.
It's not just about the numbers. It's almost like a moral compass for your finances.
It is. And that brings up a really big question.
Okay, lay it on me.
How do your values and beliefs about money shape how you use credit? And ultimately, how you go after that good life.
Ooh, that's a thinker. Wow, that's a deep question to think about. Makes you really examine things.
It does. And, you know, before we get too carried away with the good life, AC Wealth is clear. Responsibility with credit is key why.
Right. Like, it's not all just champagne and roses.
Exactly. She's all about using credit wisely. Borrowing only what you can actually repay.
Making your payments on time.
Keeping those credit card balances low. It's solid advice for anyone, really.
Whether you're aiming for luxury or just, you know, solid finances.
Exactly. It's like the foundation for everything else. In fact, she says, those habits are what give you the freedom to enjoy life later.
So it's not about denying yourself nice things. It's about being smart now to have more later.
Right. Think of it this way. Earlier, you were curious about those perks of good credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, flip it around. Imagine being constantly stressed about money.
Drowning in debt, yikes.
Not exactly the good life, no matter how you define it.
No, not at all. So even if it's not glamorous, those good habits actually free you up.
Exactly. AC Wealth talks about how good credit helps you reach your goals.
Buying a house, maybe starting a business.
Travel, or just the peace of mind knowing you can handle surprises.
Okay, I'm sold. But what if someone's listening thinking, all right, where do I even begin?
Great question. AC Wealth has tons of advice. But step one, check your credit report.
Oh, yeah. You can get those for free, right?
Once a year from each of the big credit bureaus. It's like taking stock of where you're at.
Kind of like a financial checkup at the doctor.
Exactly. Got to know your baseline before you make a plan to improve, right?
Makes total sense. So once you know what's on that report,
then you can tackle any mistakes or negative stuff dragging your score down.
What about budgeting? I know some people groan when they hear that word.
I get it, but it's not about restriction. It's about clarity.
Knowing where your money is going.
And making choices about how you want to spend it. It's like a roadmap.
To reach your financial goals.
Including that good credit score. One simple tip AC Wealth gives, track your spending.
Ooh, that can be eye-opening.
You might be surprised where your money's actually going. Once you know, then you can adjust.
Redirect it to paying off debt or saving more.
Exactly. Aligning your spending with your values.
Speaking of, we keep saying the good life, but that's different for everyone, right?
100%. AC Wealth's version might not be yours, and that's okay.
For some people, it is travel. For others, it's staying home with family.
Whatever brings you joy and makes you feel fulfilled, that's what matters.
So don't chase someone else's definition of happiness. Find your own.
Absolutely. And that's a key takeaway here. Good credit isn't just the number itself.
It's about using it as a tool to build the life you want.
The life that reflects what you value and brings you real happiness.
It's funny, we keep talking about this good life, like it's all about what we can get, but there's another side to it, right?
Absolutely. AC Wealth talks about security being a big part of it too. That feeling of knowing you're going to be okay even if things go wrong.
Yeah, like knowing you can weather the storm.
Exactly. Like you can handle those unexpected expenses, life's little curveballs, without totally messing up your finances.
It's almost like that feeling of security frees you up to enjoy things more.
It does. It's not just about stuff. It's about peace of mind, knowing you've got a solid foundation.
And that goes back to those responsible habits we talked about earlier.
Budgeting, tracking your spending, not living beyond your means, all that.
Right. It's about building a lifestyle that lasts instead of just chasing the quick thrill.
You know, something that really hit me in this chapter was how AC Wealth talked about good credit opening doors to opportunities.
Oh, right. Like you're more likely to get approved for an apartment, even a job sometimes.
Yeah, some employers look at credit reports, not always, but especially jobs dealing with money or sensitive info.
Oh, I didn't know that. So good credit isn't just about loans, it can affect your whole career.
It really shows you how finances are tied to everything else in life.
It's a good reminder that building good credit, it's not just about getting OU to debt, but about setting yourself up for a better future.
Totally. So as we wrap up this deep dive, gotta leave our listeners with something to think about, right?
Always. What question should we hit them with?
We've been talking about how good credit opens doors. So what if you could use it to launch a dream? Any dream, big or small, what would it be?
Ooh, I like that. It makes you think about what you really want and how having strong finances can get you there.
Exactly. It's not just a number. It's a tool to create the life that's truly meaningful to you.
So listeners, we challenge you. What's that dream you've been putting off? Maybe it's time to take the leap. Knowing good credit's got your back.
And remember, building good credit, it's a journey, not a sprint. It takes time. It takes effort. But stick with those good habits and you'll find that financial freedom.
That peace of mind, that's what the good life is all about, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into credit and personal finance. Hope you got some good insights out of it.
We hope you're feeling inspired to take charge of your money and build a life that truly feels good in every sense of the word.
Keep learning, keep exploring, keep striving for that life of abundance and fulfillment. We'll catch you next time.